Bienvenidos a Sala de Conciertos, una sesión de ejecución artística de las más célebres expresiones musicales. Estamos a punto de comenzar. Acompáñanos.
Bienvenidos a una sesión más de la Sala de Conciertos Filarmónicos en Radio Universidad de Guadalajara, en Puerto Vallarta. Yo soy Jonathan Ríos y te doy la bienvenida a través de la señal de los universitarios, el 104.3 de FM. El día de hoy, la sesión del concierto va dedicada a un reconocido compositor y letrista estadounidense especializado en el género de teatro musical, desde Sweeney Todd y Assassins hasta el cuento de hadas Into the Woods. Sus musicales poseían una audacia, complejidad y destreza lingüística que pocos de sus compañeros podían alcanzar. Me refiero a Stephen Joshua Sondheim. Él nació un 22 de marzo de 1930 y fallece el 26 de noviembre de 2021. Nacido en Nueva York, Sondheim vio su primer musical de Broadway a la edad de 9 años al ver la obra de teatro musical Very Warm for May. La cortina se levantó, revelando un piano. Un mayordomo tomó un trapo y lo limpió, haciendo sonar las teclas. Fue emocionante, explica Sondheim. De esto y más te estaré platicando el día de hoy, ya que a lo largo de estas dos horas te tendré algunas de las piezas más reconocidas y recordadas de este célebre compositor. Y para dar inicio con la selección musical del día de hoy, tenemos Tonight, en voz de Larry Kurt y Carol Lawrence, tema proveniente de la historia West Side History, Amor sin barreras por su traducción al español, el cual es un musical con libreto de Arthur Lawrence, música de Leonard Bernstein y letras de Stephen Sondheim, que está basado libremente en Romeo y Julieta, de William Shakespeare. También del Musical Company tendremos el tema Being Alive, y cerramos el primer bloque con Angela Lansbury, quien del musical Sweeney Todd nos interpreta el tema A Little Priest. Con estos temas, comenzamos.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
Always you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be.
For me to live in, no better. I'm not afraid.
They are strict with me, please.
I love you.
Good night, good night. Sleep well, and when you dream, dream of me.
What do you get? Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair to ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not being with someone, but Robert, you haven't one good reason for being alone.
Come on, you're onto something, Bobby. You're onto something. Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell.
You see what you look for, you know.
You're not a kid anymore, Robbie. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, kiddo.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid that it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of, really, is that it won't be.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
And what does all that mean?
Robert, how do you know so much about it when you've never been there?
It's much better living it than looking at it, Robert.
Add him up, Bobby. Add him up.
Someone to crowd you with love. Someone to force you to care. Someone to make you come through. Will always be there, as frightened as you of being alive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Blow out the candles, Robert, and make a wish. Want something. Want something.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Lock me with rage. My days, but alone is alone.
Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Sala de conciertos.
That's all very well, but what are we going to do about the Italian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Well, yes, of course, we could do that. I don't suppose he's got any relatives going to come poking around looking for him. Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad has, nor it can't be traced. Business needs are lift, debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift, if you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Huh.
Good you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better, using only pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe 6 or 7 at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
and a handy practical and yet appropriate as always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without you all these years, I'll never know.
Think about it, lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shame. Won't they think of
choice
or their
price? Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we to deny it in here? Ah, these are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett. And desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
No, you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean, though of course it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy no, sir, look closer, you'll notice it's grosser.
Looks thicker, more like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser, it's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives' favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now, let me see. We've got Tinker?
No. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lark.
Then again the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier, pick up his career.
That looks pretty rank.
Well, he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No, no. This isn't fiddle player. It's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, ooh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, too, Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear that everybody goes down well with me.
Marine doesn't appeal to you. How about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's fop. Finest in the shop. And we have some shepherds pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. He's a politician so oily, he'll serve with a doily of one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer, fry the dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
The actor, that's compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High born and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
Intermedio del concierto. Daremos receso de unos minutos y regresamos. Continuamos en Sala de Conciertos.
Seguimos con un bloque más de la selección musical del día de hoy, y a Sondheim, su gran oportunidad le llegó en la década de los años 50, cuando le propusieron escribir la letra de las canciones del musical West Side History, una versión contemporánea de Leonard Bernstein de Romeo y Julieta de Shakespeare. West Side History se estrenó en Broadway en 1957 y se realizaron más de 700 funciones. La versión cinematográfica de 1961 ganó 10 premios Oscar. Ahora toca el turno a Chita Rivera, quien encabezaba el elenco de dicha puesta en escena, que nos interpreta el tema América, y después del musical Candide nos presenta Alexander Hanson el tema Auto da Fe. Disfrútenlas.
Yeah. in each room. Automobile in America, chromium steel in America, wire for wheel in America, very big deal in America.
If there's a road you can drive on,
I'll give my cousins a free ride.
How you get all of them inside?
Immigrants go to America. Many hellos in America. Nobody knows in America. Puerto Rico's in America.
To keep clean.
Never. I like the shores of America. Cobweb is yours in America. Knob on the door in America. Wall to wall road in America.
Sala de conciertos.
Don't be done. heathen heretics, Your Eminence.
Are our methods legal or illegal?
Legal.
Are we judges of the law or laymen?
Amen.
Shall we burn them or forget them?
Get them!
What a perfect Jeffers Johnny's Johnny's day for a holiday! What a perfect Jeffers Johnny's Johnny's day for a holiday!
When foreigners like this come to criticize and spy, we chant a Paschal wisdom and wash the passers by!
Philosophers, Your Eminence.
Intermedio del concierto. Daremos receso de unos minutos y regresamos. Continuamos en Sala de Conciertos.
Te recuerdo que puedes sintonizarnos en internet en www.radio.udg.mx/Vallarta. También tenemos a tu disposición nuestras redes sociales buscándonos como @radioudgpv en Facebook y en Twitter. También tenemos a tu disposición una línea telefónica y WhatsApp, el cual es el 322-226-2266. Y también te comento que en Assassins, un musical lanzado en 1990, utilizó un concepto nuevo, combinando a John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald y otros en una oscura meditación sobre los intentos de asesinato de presidentes estadounidenses. Al año siguiente, Sondheim ganó un Oscar por un tema que compuso para la película Dick Tracy. En 2010, el año en que cumplió 80 años, un teatro de Broadway pasó a llamarse Sondheim en su honor. Y precisamente en este bloque escucharemos The Ballad of Booth, tema proveniente del musical Assassins, estrenado el 18 de diciembre de 1990. En esta ocasión la escucharemos en voz de Patrick Cassidy, actor estadounidense reconocido por sus papeles en teatro y televisión. Disfrútenlas.
Thank you.
Sala de conciertos.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln.
Sic semper tyrannis!
Sic semper tyrannis!
Someone tell the story, someone sing the song. Every now and then the country goes a little wrong. Every now and then a madman's bound to come along. Doesn't stop the story, story's pretty strong. Doesn't change the song.
Johnny Booth was a handsome devil, got up in his rings and fancy silks. Had him a temper but kept it level, everybody called him Wilkes. Why did you do it, Johnny? Nobody agrees. You who had everything, what made you bring a nation to its knees? Some say it was your voice had gone, some say it was booze. Some say you killed a country, John, because of bad reviews. Johnny lived with a grace and glitter, kinda like the lives he lived on stage. Died in a barn in pain and bitter, 27 years of age. Why did you do it, Johnny? Throw it all away. Why did you do it, boy? Not just destroy the pride and joy of Illinois, but all the USA. Your brother made you jealous, John. You couldn't fill his shoes. Was that the reason? Tell us, John, along with bad reviews.
Damn!
They're coming. They'll be here any minute.
I need your help. I've got to write this. I can't hold the pen.
Johnny, they found us. We gotta get out of here.
Not till I finish this.
Johnny!
No! Have you seen these papers? Do you know what they're calling me? A common cutthroat, a hired assassin. This one says I'm mad.
Oh, we must have been mad to think we could kill a president and get away with it.
We did get away with it. He was a bloody tyrant and we brought him down. And I will not have history think I did it for a bag of gold or in some kind of rabid fit.
Johnny, we have to go.
No! I have to make my case. I need you to take it down.
We don't have time!
Take it down. An indictment of the former President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, who is herein charged with the following high crimes and misdemeanors.
They say your ship was sinking, John.
One, that you did ruthlessly provoke a war between the states, which cost some 600,000 of my countrymen their lives. Two,
you'd started missing cues.
Two, that you did silence your critics in the North by hurling them into prison without benefit of charge or trial. Three.
They say it wasn't Lincoln, John.
Shut up. Three.
You merely had a slew of bad reviews.
I said shut up.
Booth! I have 50 soldiers out here, Booth! Give yourselves up or we'll set fire to the barn!
Don't shoot! I'm coming out!
No! I have given up my life for one act. Do you understand? Do not let history rob me of its meaning. Pass on the truth. You're the only one who can. Please.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, you had your way.
Tell boy.
With blood you drew out of blue and gray.
Tell them, listen.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, and damn the day. The you out of USA. He said,
hunt me down, smear my name, say I did it for the fame. What I did was kill the man who killed my country.
Now the Southland will mend. Now this bloody war can end. Because someone slew the tyrant, just as Brutus slew the tyrant.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, you righteous whore.
Tell him, tell him what I did.
You turn your spite into civil war.
Tell him the truth.
And more.
Tell him, boy, tell him how it happened. How the end doesn't mean that it's over. How surrender is not the end. Tell him. Country is not what it was, where there's blood in the clover. How the nation can never again be the hope that it was. How the bruises may never be healed. How the wounds are forever. How we gave up the field, but we still wouldn't yield. How the Union can never recover from that vulgar, high and mighty nigger lover. Never, 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 never. No, the country is not what it was. Damn my soul, if you must, let my body turn to dust. Let it mingle with the ashes of the country. Let them curse me to hell. Leave it to history to tell. What I did well, and I did it for my country. Let them cry, dirty traitor. They will understand it later. The country is not what it was.
Johnny Booth was a headstrong fella. Even he believed the things he said. Some called him noble, some said yellow. What he was off his head. How could you do it, Johnny, calling it a cause? You left a legacy of butchery and treason we took eagerly and thought you'd get applause. But traitors just get jeers and boos, not visits to their graves. While Lincoln, who got mixed reviews, because of you, John, now gets only raised. Damn you, Johnny, you paved the way for other madmen to make us pay. Lots of madmen have had their say, but only for a day. Listen to the stories, hear it in the songs. Angry men don't write the rules, and guns don't right the wrongs. Hurts a while, but soon the country's back where it belongs. And that's the truth, still and all. Damn you, Booth.
Intermedio del concierto. Daremos receso de unos minutos y regresamos. Continuamos en Sala de Conciertos.
Tienes que trabajar en algo que te hace sentir inseguro, algo que te hace dudar de ti mismo. Si sabes a dónde vas, te has ido, como dice el poeta, y eso es la muerte. Esto lo dijo Sondheim en 2017. Y para continuar con más música, en este bloque te presento Can't That Boy Foxtrot, proveniente del musical Side by Side by Sondheim. Esta es una revista musical que presenta las canciones de Broadway y el compositor de cine Stephen Sondheim. Su título se deriva de la canción Side by Side by Side de Company. También le sigue I'm in Love with a Boy, en voz de Judy Butterfield, quien lo interpreta en Simply Sondheim, un tributo que se realizó por los 75 años de edad de Sondheim. Y cerramos este bloque con algo de Into the Woods. El tema es Hello Little Girl. Into the Woods cuenta con música y letra de Stephen Sondheim y un libro de James Lavin. El musical entrelaza las tramas de varios cuentos de hadas de los hermanos Grimm, explorando las consecuencias de los deseos y búsquedas de los personajes. Disfrútenlas.
I know this grocery clerk, unprepossessing. Some think the boy's a jerk. They have my blessing, but when he starts to move, he aims to please, which only goes to prove that sometimes in a clerk you find a Hercules. He hasn't much that's plus. You might describe him thus: a false alarm, a broken arm, an imitation Hitler, and with littler charm. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? His mouth is mean, he's not too clean. What makes him look reptilian is the brilliantine. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? Who knows what I saw in him? I took a chance. Oh yes, one more flaw in him. He can't dance. As dumbbells go, he's rather slow. And as for being saintly, even faintly, no. But who needs Albert Schweitzer when the lights are low? And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot. You just can't foxtrot. Good lad, too bad. He just can't foxtrot. Right now, as I speak of him, I hear those drums and oh, the technique of him. He's all thumbs. His jokes are quaint and fairly faint. He may be full of hokum, but I've no complaint. He often is a bore, but on the floor he ain't. And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot!
Sala de conciertos.
Hey! day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Whither away so hurriedly?
To my grandmother's.
And where might your grandmother live?
Her house stands under the three large oak trees.
Ah! Look at that flesh, pink and plump. Hello, little girl. Tender and fresh, not one lump. Hello, little girl. This one's especially lush, delicious. Hello, little girl, what's your rush? You're missing all the flowers. The sun won't set for hours. Take your time.
Mother said straight ahead, not to delay or be misled.
But slow, little girl, hark and hush. The birds are singing sweetly. You'll miss the birds completely. You're traveling so fleetly. Grandmother first, then Miss Plump. What a delectable couple. Utter perfection, one brittle, one supple, one moment.
Mother said,
my
come
dear.
What may, follow the path and never stray.
Just so, little girl, any path, so many worth exploring. Just one would be so boring. And look what you're ignoring. Ah! Oh! Ha, ha, ha. Delicate meat, crispy bones.
Pig is a treat for the palate.
All of this scrumptious carnality. Ah, what a day.
There's no possible way
to describe what you feel when you're talking to your meal.
Mother said not to stray. Still, I suppose a small delay. Granny made like a fresh bouquet. Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl.
Goodbye, little piggies.
And hello.
Intermedio del concierto. Daremos receso de unos minutos y regresamos. Continuamos en Sala de Conciertos.
Continuamos con esta selección especial en tributo a Stephen Sondheim. Y ahora toca el turno a Patti LuPone, quien junto al elenco de Company nos presenta The Ladies Who Lunch. También de Into the Woods te traemos On the Steps of the Palace. Y Annalik Ashford nos presenta Move On, proveniente del musical Sunday in the Park with George. Disfrútenlas.
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Off to the gym, then to a fitting, claiming their fat and looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. Here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they a guess? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day. Another $1,000.
matinee or pinter play. Perhaps a piece of Mahler's.
I'll drink to that. And one for Mahler.
Here's to the gals in their prime. Aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of Time just to keep in touch. The ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools. Aren't they a gem? I'll drink to them. Let's all drink to them.
And here's to the girls who just watch. Aren't they the best? When they get depressed, it's a bottle of scotch plus a little jest. Another chance to disapprove. Another brilliant singer. Another reason not to move. Another vodka stinger. I'll drink to that.
Here's to the girls on the go, everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch. The dinosaurs surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody run.
Sala de conciertos.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him. He spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares. And I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. You think, what do you want? You think, make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? You think, well, it's a thought, what would be his response? But then what if he knew who you were when you know that you're not what he thinks that he wants? And then what if you are what a prince would envision? Although how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which you don't? So then which do you pick, where you're safe out of sight and yourself, but where everything's wrong? Or where everything's right and you know that you'll never be alone? And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's your first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting and all. Once you're there though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but you've stalled long enough, cause you're still standing stuck in this stuff on the steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Even though they don't care, you'd be better off there, where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So you pry up your shoes. Then from out of the blue, and without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe. And then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too.
And I've learned something too.
Something you never knew.
And I've learned something too.
That I never, never, never knew before.
In the land of the jar.
was good to see you, George. Not that I ever forgot you. You gave me so much.
What did I give you?
You taught me about concentration. At first, I thought that meant just being still. But I was to understand it meant much more. You meant to tell me to be where I was, not someplace in the past or future. I worried too much about tomorrow. What about you? Are you working on something new?
No, I am not working on anything new.
That is not like you, George.
I have nothing to say.
You have many things.
Well, nothing that's not been said.
Said by you, though,
I do
George.
Not know where to go.
Nor did I.
I want to make things that count. Things that
I
will
did
be
what
new.
I had to do.
What am I to do?
Move on. Stop worrying where you're going. Move on. If you can know where you're going, you've gone. Just keep moving. Shaken, so what? The choice may have been mistaken. The choosing was not. You have to move on. Look at what you want, not at where you are, not at what you'll be. Look at all the things you've done for me. Opened up my eyes. Notice every tree.
Notice every tree.
Understand the light.
Understand the light.
Concentrate
I want
on
to
now.
Run. I want to explore the light. I want to know how to get through to something new, something of my own.
Move on. You gave to me.
Things I unlocked until now. Flower on your hat and your smile.
I would be so pleased.
Come of your hair and the way you catch the light and the care and the feeling.
Intermedio del concierto. Daremos receso de unos minutos y regresamos. Continuamos en Sala de Conciertos.
Un, dos, tres.
Seguimos con más de esta selección musical y te recuerdo que puedes sintonizarnos en internet en www.radio.udg.mx/Vallarta. También tenemos a tu disposición nuestras redes sociales para que nos contactes y nos mandes tus sugerencias, propuestas y más a través de @radioudgpv en Facebook y en Twitter. Y también tenemos a tu disposición una línea telefónica, la cual también funciona como WhatsApp, marcando al 322-226-2266. Y continuando con la música, tenemos a Annalik Ashford, quien nos interpreta el tema principal de Sunday in the Park with George, producción con música y letra de Stephen Sondheim y un libro de James Lapine. Este musical se inspiró en el cuadro del pintor puntillista francés Georges Sirut, Una tarde de domingo en la isla de la Grande Jatte, seguida por Michael Ball, que nos interpreta The Ballad of Sweeney Todd, producción con música y letra de Stephen Sondheim y libreto de Hugh Wheeler. Esta está basada en una obra de teatro de Christopher Bond. Ganó numerosos premios, entre los que se incluyen el Tony al Mejor Musical y el Laurence Olivier al Mejor Musical Nuevo. Y cerrando este bloque, del musical Follies, Emily Langham nos presenta Buddy's Blues. Follies es un musical estrenado en 1971 con letra y música de Stephen Sondheim y libreto de James Goldman. La producción original se mantuvo en cartel a lo largo de 522 representaciones. Disfrútenlas.
More boats. More trees.
I thought you were drawing me. George? Hello, George. There is someone in this dress. A trickle of sweat. The back of the head. He always does this. Now the foot is dead. Sunday in the park with George. One more. The collar is damp. Beginning to pinch. The bustle slipping. I won't budge one inch. Who is at the zoo, George? Who is at the zoo? The monkeys and who, George? The monkeys and who?
Don't move!
Artists are bizarre. Fixed. Cold. That's you, George. You're bizarre. Fixed. Cold. I like that in a man. Fixed. Cold. God, it's hot out here. There are worse things than staring at the water on a Sunday. There are worse things than staring at the water as you're posing for a picture being painted by your lover in the middle of the summer on an island in the river on a Sunday. The petticoat's wet, which adds to the weight. Sun is blinding. All right, concentrate.
Eyes open, please.
Sunday in the park with George.
Look at the water, not at me.
Sunday in the park with George. Concentrate, concentrate. Well, if you want bread and respect and attention, not to say connection, modeling's no profession. If you want instead, when you're dead, some more public and more permanent expression of affection, you want a painter, poet, sculptor, preferably marble, granite, bronze, durable, something nice with stones that's durable forever. Love your size, George. must stay right under the tit. No, don't give in, just lift the arm a bit.
Don't lift the arm.
Sunday in the park with George.
I'll say hi, please.
Not even a nod, as if I were trees. The ground could open, he would still say please. Never know with you, George. Who can know with you? The others I knew, George. Before we get through, I'll get to you too. God, I am so hot. Well, there are worse things than staring at the water on a Sunday. There are worse things than staring at the water as you're posing for a picture after sleeping on the ferry, after getting up at 7 to come over to an island in the middle of a river of an hour from the city on a Sunday. On a Sunday. In the park with...
Don't move the mouth.
Eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again.
He trod a path that few have trod. 'Tis Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients and good renown.
And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd,
the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Fancy chair,
a mug of suds and a leather strop, an apron, a towel, a pail and a mop.
For neatness he deserves a nod, the Sweeney Todd,
the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Inconspicuous Sweeney was, quick and quiet and clean he was. Back of his smile, under his word, Sweeney heard music that nobody heard.
Sweeney Todd of the Sweeney Band!
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
He served a dark and a vengeful god.
He served a dark and a vengeful god.
What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away. Not Sweeney. Not Sweeney Todd.
The demon barber of Fleet Street.
tower, like yours was but higher, a beauty asleep. All round the tower, a thicket of briar, 100 feet deep. Agony, no frustration more keen, when the one thing you want is a thing that you've not even seen.
I found a casket entirely of glass. No, it's unbreakable. Inside, don't ask it, a maiden, alas, just as unwakeable.
What unmistakable agony is the way always barred?
She has skin white as snow.
Did you learn her name?
No, there's a dwarf standing guard.
Agony, such that princes must weep. Always enthralled most to anything almost, or something asleep.
If it were not for the thicket.
A thicket's no trick, is it thick?
It's the thickest.
The quickest is pick it apart with a stick.
Yes, but even one prick, it's my thing about blood.
Well, it's sick.
It's no sicker than your thing with dwarves.
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 Dwarves are very upsetting.
Not forgetting the tests unachievable, mountains unscalable, if it's conceivable, but unavailable. Agony, misery,
woe
not to know what you miss.
While they lie there for years,
and you cry on their beers,
what unbearable bliss. Agony, that can cut like a knife. Ah, well, back to my wife!
Hello, folks, we're into the follies. First, no, folks, we'll pause for a mo. No, no, folks, you'll still get your jollies. It's just I got a problem that I think you should know. See, I've been very perturbed of late, very upset, very betwixt and between. The things that I want, I don't seem to get. The things that I get, you know what I mean. I got those, God, why don't you love me? Oh, you do, I'll see you later. As long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. Feeling that if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough. And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with it, stuff? Those don't come any closer, cause you know how much I love you. Feelings. Those tell me that you love me. Oh, you did, I gotta run now. Blues. George. Whoa, George. She says she really loves me.
I love you.
She says she really cares.
A care.
She says that I'm her hero.
My hero.
She says I'm perfect, she swears.
You're perfect, God damn it.
She says that if we parted.
If we parted.
She says that she'd be sick. She says she's mine forever.
Forever.
She says, I gotta get out of here quick.
Don't go. I love you. Come back.
I got those. Whisper how I'm better than I think, but what do you know? Blues. That why do you keep telling me I stink when I adore you? Feeling. That say I'm all the world to you, you're out of your mind. I know there's someone else and I could kiss your behind. Those you say I'm terrific, but your taste was always rotten. Feelings. Those go away, I need you. Come to me, I'll kill you. Darling, I'll do anything to keep you with me. Tell me that you love me. Oh, you did not mean it, will you? Blues. Sally. Oh, Sally. She
says she loves another.
Another.
She says a fella she prefers.
Fives.
She says that he's her idol.
Idol.
She says ideal she avers.
You deal? The verse?
She says that anybody.
Body.
She says would suit her more than I. She says that I'm a washout. She says I love her so much I could die.
Get out of here! Ew! Go away!
I got those. Now why don't you love me?
No, you do.
I'll see you later.
Blues.
As long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough.
No!
And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with it, stuff?
No!
Those don't come any closer, cause you know how much I love you. Feelings! That if you will, then I can't. If you don't, then I gotta give it to me. I don't want it. If you won't, I gotta have it. High, low, wrong, right, yes, no, black, white.
That's
now, why don't you love me? Oh, you
do,
I'll see you later.
Intermedio del concierto. Daremos receso de unos minutos y regresamos. Continuamos en Sala de Conciertos.
Just being kind. Or am I losing?
Sala de conciertos.
Yes, George, run to your work. Hide behind your painting. I have come to tell you that I am leaving because I thought you might care to know. Foolish of me, because you care about nothing.
I care about many things.
Things, not people.
People too. I cannot divide my feelings as neatly as you. And I am not hiding behind my canvas. I'm living in it.
What you care for is yourself.
I care about this painting. You will be in this painting.
I am something you can use.
I have thought you understood.
It's because I understand that I left, that I am leaving.
There's nothing I can say, is there?
Yes, George, there is. You could tell me not to go. Say it to me. Tell me not to go. Tell me that you're hurt. Tell me you're relieved. Tell me that you're bored. Anything, but don't assume I know. Tell me what you feel.
What I feel. You know exactly how I feel. Why do you insist you must hear the words when you know I cannot give you words? Not the ones you need. There's nothing to say. I cannot be what you want.
What do you want, George?
I needed you, and you left.
There was no room for me.
You will not accept who I am. I am what I do, which you knew, which you always knew, which I thought you were a part of.
No, you are complete, George. You are your own. We do not belong together. You are complete, George. You all alone. Unfinished, I am diminished, with or without you. We do not belong together, and we should have belonged together. What made it so right together? So what made it all wrong? No one is you, George, there we agree, but others will do, George. No one is you, and no one can be, but no one is me, George, no one is me. We do not belong together, and we'll never belong. You have a mission to see. Now I have one too, George, and we should have belonged. I have to move on.
Intermedio del concierto. Daremos receso de unos minutos y regresamos. Continuamos en Sala de Conciertos.
Entramos en la recta final de la selección musical del día de hoy. Esta fue dedicada a Stephen Sondheim, letrista y compositor de larga trayectoria, que era imposible abarcar toda su obra en solo 2 horas. Por ello, lo realizamos a manera de homenaje con algunas de las más memorables y recordadas. En este bloque escucharemos a Imelda Staunton, quien, del musical Sweeney Todd, nos presenta World Peace in London. Y después, del musical Roadshow, este es una composición en música y letra de Stephen Sondheim y un libro de John Whitman. Hoffman. Este cuenta la historia de las aventuras de Addison Misner y su hermano Wilson Misner a través de Estados Unidos desde principios del siglo XX, durante la fiebre del oro de Klondike, hasta el boom inmobiliario de Florida en la década de 1920. El musical se toma considerables libertades con los derechos de la vida de los hermanos. De esta producción tenemos el tema Boca Ratón, y cerraremos con un tema que en lo personal me encanta y ha sido bastante emotivo para quienes lo han escuchado. Me refiero a un tema proveniente del musical Into the Woods. Este tema es Children Will Listen. Disfrútenlas.
What's your hurry? You gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost half a minute. Can't you sit? Sit you down, sit! All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come here for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little vague. Ooh, what is that? But you think we had the plague? From the way that people keep avoiding, no you don't. Heaven knows I'll try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good, no, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? Finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop. Does a business, but I noticed something weird. Lately all her neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what I calls enterprise. Popping pussies into pies wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, them pussy cats is quick. No denying times is hard, sir.
A picture-perfect place, a place of grace and space, a world of seaside sports and leafy malls, a world of highlight courts and concert halls, a world of boating, hot springs, golf links, tennis, Newport, Saratoga, Venice.
Boca Raton,
you'll love it.
Boca Raton,
you'll love it.
Presto, not to do it.
Come and My friends, when our forefathers first set foot on these shores, they were given a great gift. A new world, pristine and unspoiled, where anything was possible. A land of limitless frontiers. A home for enterprising pioneers. And we're still heading west, crossing mountains and plains, planting roots, building towns as we go.
Pressing on as we're pressed through the winds and the rain.
Taking risks, tempting fate, till we open every gate. That's what makes this country great.
America, my friends, a land of opportunities. And here it is, the land itself. Land, yes, land to build a future on. Dirt, yes, dirt is in pay dirt. Filth, yes, filth is in filthy lucre.
Yes!
Up in the Klondike, we shoveled it aside to get at the wealth which it contained. Down here, it is the wealth. Buy it now, sell it later, and get rich quick. Pick a spot, buy a plot when the spot gets hot. Sell the lot, my friends, you know what. You got really rich.
Really quick.
Bound to make a bundle, sure thing.
Bound to make a bundle.
My name is Mary Manningham.
Bound to make a bundle. Just a matter of time.
The day the sales office opened in Boca Raton, I bought myself a lot. I paid $700 for that lot. Last week, I sold it for $7,000.
Yes!
I'll give you 10.
Give you 20.
30.
35. Can you hear the knocking? Hear that sound?
My name is Winthrop Tippett.
What is that that's knocking all around?
Opportunity.
A month ago, I bought a piece of property in Boca Raton for $2,000. Yesterday, I sold it for five times that.
Boca Raton, come down to Boca Raton.
My name is Ethel Mudd. Last month, my Bert and I bought a lot in Boca Raton with our life savings of $8,000. This morning, we were offered $30,000 for that lot. You know what we said? No!
I'll give you 40.
Buy it now, build it later, and get rich quick.
50, 70.
Pick a spot, build or not, when the spot gets hot, sell the lot.
And with what you've got, buy another plot,
and get even richer, even quicker.
Bound to make a bundle.
Make that 80.
Footage on the ocean.
This one's worth 100 at
least. Bound to make a bundle. Just a matter of time.
125.
Just a matter of time.
Buy it now, sell it later, and get rich quick.
Sure thing.
Buy for two, ask for four.
Yes.
The deal falls through, prices soar.
Yes.
There'll be someone who offers even more.
Yes.
Then it's toodaloo and you're out the door.
Yes.
Cause you're well to do, cause you made your score, cause you got rich quick.
You, where have you been all my life?
Bound to make a bundle.
You, you're the answer to my prayers.
Bound to make a bundle.
You, you're one in a million.
Oh. Once again, he's killing your dreams, because he keeps on cooking up schemes until they fall apart at the seams. All alone and not for good, but that's all he really could.
I'll take 500,000, huh? 450, 400,
350,
250, bye-bye.
250.
225.
200, 150, 100.
50? 25?
10? 5?
Sala de conciertos.
The slotted spoon can catch the potato.
The greater the good, the harder the blow.
Every knot was one straight rope.
When going to hide, know how to get there.
And how to get back.
And eat first.
The higher the throne, the longer the fall. Agreed? Agreed.
May
Maybe I just wasn't meant to have children.
Don't say that. Of course you were meant to have children.
But how will I go about being a father with no one to mother my child?
Just calm the child.
Yes, calm the child.
Tell him the story of how it all happened. Be father and mother. You'll know what to do.
Alone.
Sometimes people leave you halfway through the road. Do not let it grieve you. No one leaves for good. You are not alone. No one is alone. Hold him to the light now. Let him see the things will be all right now. Tell him what you know.
Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, lived a young maiden, a sad young lad, and a childless baker with his wife.
Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see. And learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be. Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen. Careful the wish you make.
What you can see.
Y es así como llegamos al final de la sesión de este día. Yo soy Jonathan Ríos y no me queda más que agradecerte el favor de tu compañía y tu preferencia aquí en el 104.3 de FM Radio Universidad de Guadalajara en Puerto Vallarta. No me queda más que agradecerte e invitarte a que sigamos sintonizados en la frecuencia de los universitarios y nosotros nos escuchamos hasta la próxima.
La sala de conciertos da por terminada la sesión de esta tarde. Rogamos salgan con cuidado del recinto y los esperamos la siguiente semana con una sesión más en Sala de Conciertos.